Summers almost gone, and so is Larry Summers. He's pulled out of the running to be the next head of the Federal Reserve. The former Treasury Secretary and Harvard president was said to be the leading candidate for the position to replace Ben Bernanke. So what's going on in the other Washington, and what's at stake for the country for who gets the job? Joining us with the latest is Annie Lowry. She writes about economics and has been covering the story of the next Federal Reserve chief for the New York Times. Annie, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Why should I care who's the head of the Federal Reserve? How does it affect us?
So it affects you a lot, even though you might not see it or feel it or know it. But the Federal Reserve has really been taking huge, dramatic, extraordinary steps to help gin up some growth in the American economy. And the way that it's doing it, it can't lower interest rates anymore. It doesn't have that lever, which is the one that it really likes to use. So instead, it's gone in this massive bond buying scheme where it basically prints money and hoovers up bonds. And the idea is if those bonds become more scarce, investors will go look at other assets to go buy. And, you know, there are signs that this has been working, and they're at the point of tapering those bond purchases, though. And so there's a very rocky road ahead. This is a really important time for the Fed, and who is running it is a really important, it's an important job.
Tell us a little bit about that job. Is the head of the Federal Reserve just a technician, or is this a political job, or what goes into it?
So this is a presidential appointee who is the head of the Fed, but unusually in Washington, personnel really is policy here. So what the chairman or chairwoman of the Federal Reserve does is they're the head of what's called the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets interest rate policy for the entire country. And it's a very consensus-focused institution, but Ben Bernanke, who's the current chairman, who was initially nominated by George W. Bush, has been very aggressive in getting the Fed to do more. He's really looked at the economy. He said, unemployment is really, really high. The economy is doing terribly. We're going to pull out all the stops, and we're going to take even some experimental measures that are very controversial. And we're not worried about inflation right now. We're just going to worry basically about unemployment. He's also pressed on Congress to do more. So it's a very powerful position, but it's a kind of a subtle power.
Annie, Larry Summers said he withdrew his name from consideration because of all the acrimony around it. He said he didn't think he could get confirmed by the Senate. You think that was really the reason?
Yeah, that was absolutely the reason. So he really wanted this job, and the White House really wanted to be able to nominate him. He wasn't the only candidate. President Obama, we know, had talked to Tim Geithner, his Treasury Secretary, and wanted him to consider taking the job. He said no. And the Fed's vice chairwoman, a woman named Janet Yellen, who used to run the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, is also under consideration. But they wanted Larry. They really, really liked Larry. And unfortunately, he faced a kind of revolt by some Senate Democrats who effectively blocked his nomination, even though he hadn't been nominated yet. And the White House has been basically forced to find another candidate.
Well, Summers was carrying a lot of baggage since he backed a lot of the deregulation that some people say led to the economic meltdown in 2008. Was that the cause of the acrimony?
Yeah, so that's a main part of it. So Larry Summers was one of the folks, along with Bob Rubin and Alan Greenspan, who they basically said, there's these new instruments called derivatives, but we think that financial markets are pretty good at self-regulating, and we don't really think that we need to saddle them up with a whole bunch of new regulations. This turned out to not work out so well, as we saw in the housing bubble collapsing, in the credit crunch in 2008, and in the recession since. A lot of people think that derivatives needed a lot more oversight, and that might have helped. So that's one issue, but there were others. He's known as being a kind of brusque guy, and people thought that maybe he wouldn't be a good consensus builder on that open markets committee that I was talking about before. He made some very controversial comments about the natural aptitude of women in science when he was the president of Harvard. And even some red state Democrats were concerned about his thoughts about community banks and whether he was supportive enough. So he was carrying a lot of baggage.
So Larry Summers has packed that baggage and taken his name off the list. Perhaps the top candidate now, as you mentioned, Janet Yellen, head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. But there are still other candidates, and the decision won't be made until next year. How do the candidates for this job sort of campaign for the job? Is this like a judge who really doesn't say anything about their personal views on issues before the court? Or is it more like a politician where they're out there expressing their views on what they would do as head of the Fed?
So it's definitely more the former than the latter. Larry Summers was a little bit unusual in that he was campaigning behind the scenes. And a lot of folks who are really powerful in the White House, like Tim Geithner and some other economic policy officials, really liked him, and they kind of went to the mat for him, and they were pushing for him. But Janet Yellen has really refused to campaign. A lot of her supporters have been talking her up, reaching out to people, saying, hey, she's really great. We think she'd be good at this job. But she herself has stayed totally out of it. She won't talk to the media. There's no evidence that she's been calling over to the White House. She's barely even ever visited the White House. She doesn't know them that well. And as you mentioned, there are other candidates. There's this guy named Don Cohn, who used to be at the Fed. You know, there's the thought that maybe they could convince Tim Geithner to come back. And there's a whole other world of central bankers and monetary economists they could turn to.
Yeah. Well, we shall see what happens with that. Annie Lowrey, thank you so much for telling us about it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Annie Lowrey, she writes about economics. She's been covering the story of the next Federal Reserve chief for The New York Times.